Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Okay, Wednesday afternoon, and we are halfway to the weekend. I'm Scoot on the air. I am so glad you're with us. I don't even know where to start. We have so much to talk about today. We will try to get to all of it. What we don't get to this afternoon will spill over into the show tomorrow, so be sure to be with us. All right, so listen, I want to remind you that Mardi Gras is early this year, February 17th, and that means that the magical Mad Hatter's Bash is going to be early this year. You know, I've got a table at the magical Mad Hatter's Bash, and I have given tickets to some of my sponsors and clients and a few people. I have never given tickets to anybody who hasn't gotten back to me and said, that was one incredible party. In fact, I know one year Coleman was there, and there were times that he just totally disappeared, and we could always find him somewhere near the bar. Look, it is a great, great party. You can get tickets for it. There's always wonderful music, like really like an incredible band. It's the Magical Mad Hatter's Bash. It's Saturday, January the 24th from 8 until midnight at Mardi Gras World. And really, this is just one great bash. It is not as big as the ones in the dome in the convention center. So it's small enough to where, look, it's crowded, it's big, but it's small enough to where it's just not obnoxious. You know, sometimes like in Damien Extravaganza, as great as it is, I mean, it's overwhelming. The Orpheus ball is incredible. I love going to that every year, but it's gigantic. This is a little smaller than those balls, and it really is a lot of fun. So you can get tickets. I would just go to magicalmadhattersbash.com or just Google Magical Mad Hatter's Bash and check that out. And then the parade is coming up in Metairie. We'll be talking more about that as time goes on. All right, so the NFL playoffs are set, and the playoffs have been incredibly exciting. I don't remember a year when the playoff teams in the wild card playoffs could all actually go to and win the Super Bowl. I mean, there were some really good wild card playoff teams. Most years, the wild card playoff teams, you know, they get eliminated and they really don't have a chance to go any further than the wild card round. Well, that's not the case this year. And any of the teams that won, they have a chance to go all the way. So we're going to talk about this a little bit later. Also, look, the Saints are not in the playoffs, but are you still watching? I've told you, I'm watching. I am totally invested in the NFL playoffs, and they have been great games. It's a great escape from reality. There's a lot that I don't like. I don't like some of the officiating. I don't like, you know, some of that kind of stuff. But I am really enjoying the playoffs. And I can't believe we have to wait until Saturday for there to be another game. I mean, I love it when I can go home and you know, plan on seeing a game. And the last game was Monday night. We have to wait till Saturday to see another game. Man, this is really hard. I'm used to those Thursday night games. So anyway, Saturday and Sunday, and then Monday night is the college football championship between Indiana and Oregon. And we'll talk more about that as we get closer to the weekend. But what two teams do you think are going to make it to the Super Bowl? We're going to talk about that a little bit later. The Carolina Panthers are very happy with their quarterback, Bryce Young, and they see a future with him. So they've made a pretty big decision. They have extended his contract for another year. The option is worth $26.5 million for the season 2027. So he's got a contract for next year. So now they've extended it to 2027. And look, this is a quarterback, Bryce Young, who's only going to get better. I would think he's only going to get better. And he's pretty damn good right now. But annual contract of $26.5 million. Not bad. Picking up his year option, new extra year option. All right, so let's see, where do we even start today? Sean Hannity is part of the right-wing media echo chamber. And Sean Hannity is saying that the president, before he was president, never flew on Jeffrey Epstein's planes. But there's a lot of information that shows that his name, Donald Trump's name, was on the flight logs at least 8 times. Were there times that he flew and his name wasn't on the flight logs? I don't know. But his name was on the flight logs 8 times. Why would his name not be on the, why would his name be on the flight logs if he didn't fly on those flights? I mean, I don't think they just, you know, pick people's names and put them on the flight logs. I mean, this is all kind of official stuff. The manifest for flights is, official stuff. But it's just a reminder that, you know, the right-wing media is not always telling you the truth. Is the left-wing media always telling you the truth? No, they're not. But the left-wing media is not as organized as the right-wing echo chamber. They're not. They're not in sync. And the right-wing conservative media is in sync. And they're just working to, unfortunately, deceive people to the point where, you know, people say things and they build their opinion on things that are not even true. So anyway, Sean Hannity, among the many who are not being honest, not telling the truth. So you heard about President Trump being at the Ford plant in Detroit, the Detroit Ford plant. And he was there yesterday, and there was a worker who shouted out at the president, shouted out, "Pedophile protector!" And this is in relation to the Epstein files not being fully released. And by the way, where are the Epstein files, and why have they not been fully released? Well, one gets the feeling that there's a lot of information in there about the president, and that's why they don't want to release it, because they don't want you to see how he might have been involved with Jeffrey Epstein and underage girls. That is a logical speculation based on the idea that they don't want to release all of the files, and what they release is very redacted. So anyway, this guy at the Ford plant shouts out, "Pedophile protector!" And the president apparently flips him off. I mean, you know, somebody shouts that at you, and you I guess it's just kind of a natural instinct to flip them off. And the guy says that he has no regrets whatsoever, but he has been suspended by Ford. Not fired, but suspended, because I guess if the president comes to visit your business, you're supposed to remain quiet and not really say anything. The officials in Denmark are speaking out about Greenland, and they are just miffed at this whole idea that the president wants to take over Greenland. And this seems to be one of the things driven by his ego that he's been interested in for a long time, even mentioned in his first term. Now, when it comes to security, it seems like our nation has been, pretty secure. And we've not heard anybody really talk about how we need to own Greenland, or Greenland needs to be part of the United States for us to be safe, to maintain our national security, because we have a base, maybe more than one, but I know we have a big base in Greenland. So it's not like we don't have a presence there. You know, we are there. And with technology today, you know, it's not like you need to be physically in one place to fill in the gaps. You know, it's not like we physically need to be in Greenland to fill in the gap between, say, you know, one end of the world and the other end of the world. You know, the way technology is today, we don't really need that. But we already have it. We're already in Greenland. So it doesn't seem like Greenland needs to be part of the United States for us to have national security. But this particular president seems hell-bent on trying to control the Northern Hemisphere. And they're just totally miffed by the whole thing and think it's not right. And they have no intention of giving Greenland to the United States. That has caused the president to say that he is not ruling out military action. I just kind of chuckle at that because it's really serious. But I chuckle at the idea that this president would consider using American soldiers, men and women, to take over Greenland. Lives might be lost because, you know, when we shoot, they shoot back. They're not going to win, but some of our soldiers could die. Do we want any of our soldiers to die trying to take over Greenland? That's just kind of laughable. So anyway, speaking of the Epstein files, House Speaker Mike Johnson was asked by a CNN reporter about Hillary and Bill. Mike Johnson says that they are in contempt because they did not testify before Congress, and I believe they were supposed to testify yesterday regarding the Epstein files. So they just didn't show. Well, why didn't Bill and Hillary show up? Well, you know, you want to know what I think? I think it's because Bill was involved in that. I think there's reason to believe that Bill was involved in that, and Hillary has always had his back. Why? I don't know. You know, if you're a strong woman and a man continues to cheat on you, a man, and I'm not saying that he's doing it now, but throughout their marriage, he cheated on her. For somebody to be a strong example of what women should be, I think Hillary is giving a very bad example and always has been a bad example for what women should be. You know, strong, confident women should be strong enough to say, guess what, buddy? You're cheating on me? Goodbye. You know, you don't always stand by the guy who's cheating on you. I don't care what Tammy Wynette said. So I've always thought that their marriage was a farce, and that Hillary did not really represent strong, confident women because she stood by Bill while Bill was doing all of that. But she did it because it benefited her politically to stay with Bill. So, you know, it's really a Charlie Foxtrot situation. But anyway, Bill and Hillary didn't show up yesterday. Well, what about the president? Shouldn't the president and Bill and Hillary all show up and testify before Congress? Yeah, they should. The question is, why aren't they? Because they don't want to be under oath. Bill and Hillary apparently do not want to answer questions about the Epstein files under oath. I'm not beating a dead horse. I'm beating a horse that is alive and well and still running a race. And we should not let the Epstein files go. And there's new demands to release the Epstein files, and they're still not being released. And there's all this stuff going on to distract us from the fact that there are people protecting pedophiles, protecting the men who had sex with underage girls. And some of them are names that we know. And I think it is absolutely outrageous. So we've got National Guardsmen. They are going to help NOPD in New Orleans through the Mardi Gras season, and I think that's fine. Anybody have a problem with that? And I'm sure you've heard this in our news, but homicides in 2025 were up after hitting a record low in 2024. This is in Jefferson Parish. So still very low. But homicides up, too, after a low in 2024. So, you know, crime overall seems to be reaching record lows in Jefferson Parish. And that's really good news. In general, the criminals know it's better to commit a crime in New Orleans than in Jefferson Parish because you're going to be held more accountable in Jefferson Parish. That's something that I hope changes under the Moreno administration. I hope that changes, and I hope she works with Attorney General Jason Williams, and I hope they change this mentality that it's better to commit a crime in New Orleans than in Jefferson Parish. Whatever they're doing in Jefferson Parish, maybe they should do that in New Orleans. All right, Snoop Dogg has lost 500,000 followers on social media since he performed at President Trump's crypto ball as part of the inauguration ceremony. Singer-songwriter Maren Morris says that she has dealt with mental health issues and financial loss because of her political views. Why is it important to judge entertainers by their political views? And have you ever stopped listening to somebody? Have you ever stopped going to movies or watching a TV show because of somebody's political beliefs? And who is it? We'll talk about that. Also, Mattel is introducing a brand new Barbie. The newest member of Barbie is Autistic Barbie. So what characteristics does Autistic Barbie have to show that she's on the spectrum? And do you think Autistic Barbie is good? And do these specialty Barbie dolls help teach children about inclusion? We'll talk about all of this afternoon. Anything that we don't get to, we'll spill over into the show tomorrow. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. You've heard the forecast. It is it's a beautiful afternoon. It's going to be just a great day today. I like it cold. I feel badly for Coleman, who is our studio producer today, who doesn't like the cold. He says he's already wearing five layers of clothes, and it's going to get really cold tonight. And by tomorrow morning, it's going to be on the frigid side. Another front coming through. All right, hang on. We're coming right back. And remember, you're listening to Devin.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Mom, Dad, I'm not throwing shade, but the whole New Year's resolution thing, kind of slipping, no offense. Anyway, my best friend Jenny's dad, crushing it. He uses Blue Apron. He says he ordered one pan assemble and bake meals and these things called meal kits. They're all super easy to make. He keeps yelling, protein and fiber, baby. Also, the food, we tried it. So good. So maybe check it out or whatever. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
WL. Yeah, one of my favorite songs. All right, come on, Barbie. Yeah. Mattel has introduced a new Barbie in the Barbie collection. The new Barbie doll is Autistic Barbie. Now, in 2023, Mattel introduced the first Down syndrome Barbie. And now in 2026, Mattel is introducing Barbie. This is a doll that reflects people who are on the spectrum, people with autism. This was done in conjunction and partnership with the Autistic Self-Advocacy Network, which is a nonprofit organization that advocates the rights and really better media representation of people that have autism. There are a number of TV shows that have dealt with people that have autism. There was one show about people on the spectrum dating and how difficult it is for people with autism to date. And it was a show that matched autistic people with autistic people, and sometimes autistic people with somebody who is not autistic, together trying to date, and you could just see how difficult it was. It's really easy to dismiss something that you don't know about. It's easy to dismiss something that is foreign to you, and autism, in a lot of ways, is invisible. There are some specific characteristics that you can pick up on if you know about it. But I can tell you from someone who has suffered with obsessive compulsive disorder all of his life. Now, it's under control now. But when I was young and when I was even an adult, I mean, I didn't know until 1995 that what I had a name. So I dealt most of my life with this disorder that I thought only I had. I hid it from two wives. I hid it from people I dated. I hid it from my family. And when I finally, you know, admitted it and realized what I had and talked to a few people about it, for example, my son said, "Well, Dad, I always knew something was wrong. I didn't know what it was." And then I've told you that my parents sent me to a psychiatrist twice when I was young, but they didn't know what that was back then, so they couldn't find anything specifically wrong with me. So I hid it. And autism, again, is one of those things that you can hide because it's not totally obvious. You know, you might see somebody that's maybe a little quirky, and you might just think they're a little quirky, but they might be dealing with autism. And these things are really very serious. And for those who dismiss it as nothing, believe me, you would not want to be that person. So how does Mattel Barbie manifest being autistic? You know, what are the characteristics of the doll? Well, there are a few things that they have done. The eyes of the new Barbie, which is autistic, the eyes shift slightly to the side to represent how people with autism sometimes do not make direct eye contact with you. The doll, autistic Barbie, is also given articulated elbows and wrists to acknowledge the hand flapping and other gestures that some autistic people use to process sensory information. The autistic Barbie is wearing loose-fit clothing. You know, look, some of those Barbies are wearing, like, skin-tight clothes. You know what I mean? I mean, skin-tight clothes. But a lot of autistic people have a problem with feeling the fabric tight on their skin. So they wear looser clothes. So the autistic Barbie has a dress that is more loose-fitting. Each doll comes also with a pink finger clip fidget spinner, a noise-canceling headphones, and a pink tablet. And this is to show that these are items that autistic people use, especially if they struggle to communicate, and most autistic people have a problem with that. But the dress that the autistic Barbie is wearing is an A-line dress with short sleeves and a flowy skirt. So there's less fabric-to-skin contact. And the doll wears flat shoes to suggest stability and ease of movement. So these are things that that represent the people who are on a spectrum, autistic Barbie. And look, you know, if you've got an autistic child, you know, why wouldn't it be nice to have a Barbie doll that represents your child, that reflects your child? There's been criticism long before they started doing these special Barbie dolls. There was always criticism of Barbie's figure is so perfect that you know, the average person can't even relate to it. So Barbie is creating a totally unrealistic view of the female human body, because people don't have that figure. I mean, there are a few, but just a few. And so there was a lot of criticism that Barbie was setting a bad example, because there were a lot of people who, you know, just could never relate to Barbie's figure. So I think it's fine. I know this is a woke thing, and I know that a lot of people just freak out over anything that's woke. But I'm going to remind you, when you walk by a Victoria's Secret at Lakeside, I want you to notice the plus size models wearing underwear at Victoria's Secret. Those plus size models, that's woke. That's the business being woke. But those plus size models, they represent the bodies of a lot of people's wives and girlfriends who are against anything being woke. So, you know, why shouldn't there be a plus size model in the window of Victoria's Secret wearing sexy underwear that reflects your wife or your girlfriend? So instead of, you know, thinking that all woke things are bad, some woke things are good only in that they relate to people. And again, many of the people who are very critical of the woke world have wives and girlfriends that are plus size. Or they're certainly not, you know, the perfect Victoria's Secret model figure. And so here is their wife or girlfriend represented at Victoria's Secret with a mannequin that's wearing sexy underwear. So, you know, I think that's a good thing. Now, look, when it comes to woke, when it comes to anything, you know, some people take it to extremes, and I'm not for those extremes. But in this case, I think this is okay, and I think it's okay for there to be an autistic Barbie. So is this okay? I mean, is this serving a purpose? Is this maybe helping kids understand inclusion? And shouldn't we do more to help people understand inclusion? Because, you know, many people who are against inclusion are stereotypical of people who are not included for whatever reason. And I just think people feel like they should belong. Now, first of all, I don't think anybody should look to a doll to be a role model. But I also don't think there's anything wrong with Barbie being autistic, or there being a Down syndrome Barbie to represent some of those people. Now, these specialty dolls from Mattel, they're not representing everybody, but the regular Barbie doesn't represent everybody. So do you have a problem with any of this? If you want to join us with a comment, the Open Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. It's 504-260-1870. So we'll come back with some of your comments. We'll get to some of your text messages. Ian is in the back doing office paperwork today, and Coleman is our studio producer. Glad to have Coleman as a part of the show today. And we're talking about autistic Barbie. Is this too woke, or is this okay? The Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. I'm Scoot, and I'm really glad you're with us this afternoon. It is a beautiful, cool afternoon in January, and we'll be right back on WWL. I mean, as long as we're playing music
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. and then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
What does it mean to live a brave life? It's about showing up, staying grounded, and having the physical and mental energy to handle the pace of life. And that is one of the reasons to love Ancient and Brave and their pure, potent, powerful supplements. Ancient and Brave has been an iconic wellness brand in the UK for years, and now they've launched in the US with incredible products that change the game, like their True Creatine and True Collagen. They come in gorgeous jars or on-the-go sachets for wherever you're off to. Ancient and Brave is a certified B Corp and members of 1% for the Planet. They offer tools that genuinely support and nourish your brave, backed by scientists and experts. Right now, Ancient and Brave is offering an exclusive offer. Head to ancientandbrave.com. and use the code EMMA for 20% off your first order. Give your body a little daily bravery. It adds up. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Music from the Barbie movie. I thought we'd play this song by Ryan Gosling. I thought he did a good job. Remember the song by Matchbox 20, Push? Yeah, this is it. This is from the Barbie movie. I'm sure you remember that. Come on, you saw the movie. I did. They had some really hot people in there. Mattel has added an autistic Barbie. Is there a problem with that? Is that bad? Is that too woke? Or is it okay? You know, you don't have to buy it if you don't want to buy it. But it's there. And I think just the fact that we're talking about it is part of trying to erase the stigma around people that have disabilities, like autism. You know, there are people with autism, based on the rest of the world, seem to be kind of quirky people. And there's nothing wrong with that. They are. They can't help it. They were born that way. And so I think it's good that things relate to those people. I mean, when I was growing up, there was nothing that related to people outside of the total norm, and I didn't think that was good. If you've got a comment, the Okunar Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. I'm Scoot. Coleman is our studio producer. Good afternoon, sir.
How are we doing, Scoot? So, we did get a couple of text messages and I found interesting.
Okay.
One was, has there ever been a tattooed Barbie? And I looked it up. There's been three. There's been Totally Styling Tattoo Barbie in 2009, Harley Davidson Barbie in 2008, and Tookie Dookie Barbie with permanent tattoos in 2011. The same tester asks, has there ever been a plus-size Barbie? Yes, there has. In a Fashionista line in 2016, there was Curvy Barbie. So, yes, there has been a lot of Barbies that's represented the different types of. Now, they still haven't had the Gold Digger Barbie yet, but I'm quite sure Malibu Barbie probably counts as Gold Digging Barbie because I'm quite sure that was Ken's Malibu house. Yeah. Maybe I'm wrong, though.
Well, Gold Digging Barbie, she wouldn't be with Ken, you know, she'd be with a rapper or with an NBA star. You know, you could have like an NBA doll, have a male doll, an NBA star, or a rapper doll to go along with Gold Digger Barbie. One of the Real Housewives Barbie. You know, I'd like to see one of those. But I think this is a good thing. Let's see what a couple of these other texts say. It says, Scoot, I love these. I love that Barbie made dolls that reflect one of the man. My This text is really light. I'm trying to have a hard time reading it. It says, Scoot, I hope that... Oh, I love that Barbie made dolls that reflect one of the many true human conditions. I think more people would be more understanding if they actually had family members with special needs. Well, it's true. I remember Rob Portman was a Republican senator, and I want to say he was from Ohio. He was from some Midwestern state. Rob Portman was against any attempts to make gay marriage legal until his son came out. And when his son came out as gay, he totally changed his mind. And while I thought that was good, I thought it was a shame that it took his son coming out for him to relate to it. Because every gay male is somebody's son, somebody's brother, somebody's cousin, somebody's friend, somebody's father, uncle. So it shouldn't take a family member. If you have no family members that have autism, consider yourself fortunate, because there are a lot of people with autism in America, and, well, around the world, obviously. But I mean, I think this is okay, and I can hear the chorus of people that go, ah, this is woke. You go woke, you go broke. You know, we should not live our lives by cliches, but I hear it a lot on this show, and it's from the conditioning of the right-wing media echo chamber. You know, they promote phrases, they promote sound bites that people pick up on, and then they go out in the world and they call this show and they call radio shows or they talk to their friends in sound bites. The topic of woke comes up. Yeah, well, you know, go woke, go broke. Well, you know, again, that's not true. And can you tell me what's wrong with a plus-size model at Victoria's Secret? Many who are critical of the whole woke phenomenon have wives and girlfriends that look more like the plus-size model mannequin at Victoria's Secret. So, you know, that's not a bad thing. And I just, you know, if you don't have to buy something, you shouldn't be mad that it's available. You know, it's like the other thing when something about gay marriage comes up, and you know, then you know somebody inevitably is going to say, "Well, God made Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve." You know, really, I mean, that is so old and trite that, you know, come up with something better. Don't repeat what you've been told. Think for yourself and come up with something a little more creative than that.
Yes, good. A couple of more texts. I just went down this Barbie rabbit hole based on the texts we've been getting. One texter asks, has there ever been an amputee Barbie? Yes, there have. In 2019, there was one with removable prosthetics where the child can choose which limb that they wanted to amputate. One asks, has there ever been a Wiccan Barbie, a witch Barbie?
Yeah.
Yes, there has. There's been a Halloween one in 2003 and a Secret Spells Barbie in 2003. Wow. I did not know they had this many. I'm not a Barbie collector, but I'm starting to think that they may have. I'm quite sure there's a military Barbie. I know there's a mermaid Barbie. Yeah. So, yes, anything you could think, I'm quite sure there's a mechanic Barbie. Anything you think of, there's probably been a Barbie for it, other than Gold Digger Barbie.
Yeah, there's a military Barbie. And there was a, you know, mermaid Barbie, and she had a tail.
Yeah, she had the mermaid tail that you can take off and give her the regular legs, and you put the mermaid fin back on. I do remember that.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think of some way of working in... if a piece of her tail broke off, would you be looking for a piece of tail, of Barbie's tail? I don't know. But yeah, I mean, they had, you know, and look, the mermaid Barbie, do you know they have people who relate to being mermaids? Kind of like people relate to being animals. They have people who relate to being mermaids, and some people will spend like $10,000 to $20,000 on these mermaid tails that actually in the water actually move like a mermaid tail. I mean, they have conventions. They all get together with their, you know, their tails, and they relate to being mermaids. And so yeah, to me, that's a little weird, but I can't tell you that I'm not a little bit interested in seeing it. All right, if you have a comment this afternoon, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line 504-260-1870. For the record, I think it's great that Barbie is introducing all of these dolls that represent different people in our society. All right, so does anybody have a problem with the National Guard being on the street during Mardi Gras? I don't have a problem with it at all. I mean, I think it's going to help, and I think it's a good idea. We'll talk a little bit about that coming up next. I'm Scoot on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon on WWL.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
What does it mean to live a brave life? It's about showing up, staying grounded, and having the physical and mental energy to handle the pace of life. And that is one of the reasons to love Ancient and Brave and their pure, potent, powerful supplements. Ancient and Brave has been an iconic wellness brand in the UK for years, and now they've launched in the US with incredible products that change the game, like their True Creatine and True Collagen. They come in gorgeous jars or on-the-go sachets for wherever you're off to. Ancient and Brave is a certified B Corp and members of 1% for the Planet. They offer tools that genuinely support and nourish your brave, backed by scientists and experts. Right now, Ancient and Brave is offering an exclusive offer. Head to ancientandbrave.com. and use the code EMMA for 20% off your first order. Give your body a little daily bravery. It adds up. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 and start learning today.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.